College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, I will be joined by NC State head coach Kevin Keats. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. Once again, we are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, want you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in the show. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to audible.com/CH today and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. So before we get to Kevin Keats, the newly minted head coach of NC State, I'd like to talk about what happened Saturday night in the world of college basketball recruiting. And John Calipari has never been confused with being Harry Houdini, but after what we witnessed on Saturday night, that seems to be a fair assessment of the Kentucky head coach. The announcement was scheduled for five-star freshman or incoming freshman Kevin Knox to make his college decision. Now, all last week, I'm working the phones, I'm talking to different people in the know, and everybody is really talking about Florida State and North Carolina as being the primary schools for Kevin Knox, and there was a little bit of a sprinkle regarding Duke when we were discussing as to where he would play next season. Nobody ever said Kentucky. Nobody ever talked about the Wildcats as being a bona fide threat. So at Saturday night, a little bit before 8 o'clock Eastern time, Kevin Knox decided that he was going to play for John Calipari in Kentucky. He was the, get this right now, okay, the sixth five-star recruit that Kentucky has already landed. Now, there's an asterisk there because Hamidou Diallo, the talented player from Putnam Science Academy, has entered the NBA draft combine. That was the player last year who did not start last season at Kentucky, but entered Kentucky's campus midway through the year and practiced with the team in the second semester. So what does Kevin Knox mean for John Calipari's team next year? It means that when you look at the players on Kentucky's roster, and when you look at the returning players on Kentucky's roster, the two names that stand out are Wenyen Gabriel, who's 6'9", and Sasha Kalea Jones, who's 6'10". And then look at this incoming class right now. Knox is 6'9". P.J. Washington is 6'8". Nick Richards from the Patrick School in New Jersey is 6'11". Jared Vanderbilt, another freshman who's a five-star player, is 6'8". So right now, you're looking at right now already six players standing better than 6'8 on Kentucky's roster. I think this has a chance to be pound for pound, inch for inch, the longest team that John Calipari has ever coached. The key, though, for them is obviously cementing things at the two-guard position and also cementing things up front. Now, when we look at the two-guard position, you have to look at Hamidou Diallo. Now, Hamidou Diallo, again, who I just talked about a couple of minutes ago, is a player that has a chance right now, in my opinion, to be picked somewhere in the second part of the first round of this year's NBA draft. Could probably get picked somewhere between 20 and 30 based on what we've seen. We'll see more, obviously, in the coming days at the draft combine in Chicago. But from talking to multiple NBA executives over the past couple days, there is a growing sentiment that Hamidou Diallo will be, without question, the best athlete in this draft combine coming up later in the week in Chicago. Now, what does that mean for Kentucky? It means there's a legitimate chance that Kentucky, even though they have landed all these elite players, could still have a gaping hole at the wing position, the position which Diallo was supposed to fill, which was vacated, obviously, by Malik Monk. So what are the options right now for Kentucky at the wing? They signed Jamari Baker, a 6'4 guard from Eastvale, California, who was committed to Cal when Konzo Martin was the head coach. That's more of a program guy than a typical John Calipari wing, though. He's not Jamal Murray. He's not Malik Monk. He's not Devin Booker. That's a program guy. And also, You have to look at the fact that Cam Johnson, the graduate transfer from the University of Pittsburgh, is also considering Kentucky. He visited Arizona last weekend. He will start his visit at UCLA on Tuesday and also plans to potentially visit Oregon. These are all things that are swirling right now when you look at Kentucky and you look at the scenario in which, you know, you could be looking at things for the Wildcats on the wing. So you look at Kentucky right now, and you look at that's their wing situation. What else is going on up front? Well, I have learned that right now it seems more than likely that Mo Bamba, as they say, will likely select in the next couple of weeks between Texas and Kentucky. Mo Bamba is a player that if he goes to Kentucky could fall in line with guys like Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns and be the number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft. If he goes to Texas, he will be in a situation where he replaces Jared Allen and then, for all intents and purposes, hopes to lead Texas back to the NCAA tournament. Again, Shaka Smart's team only 11 wins last year. So for all the magic that we've seen out of Kentucky, still a lot in flux at the wing with Hamidou Diallo going to the draft combine, and still their potential starting front court star, Mo Bamba, still hanging in the balance. So even though things are obviously going in a positive direction in Lexington, still a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to the most hollowed program in college basketball. Now, a lot of people believe that NC State is a hollowed program, especially in the Triangle. Why is Kevin Keats the guy to bring the Wolfpack back to the NCAA tournament in years to come? We'll find out when the aforementioned head coach joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. One of the bigger hires during the coaching carousel during the month of March was NC State, tabbing Kevin Keats from UNC Wilmington, and he joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein right now. And Coach Keats, 6 years ago, a prep school coach, now you're the head coach at NC State. How long did it take for that to set in after you got the job?
Well, John, it's been a really beautiful 6 years for me. Obviously, I've enjoyed all my experiences from the time I spent at Hargrave to my Louisville days and especially the UNCW days. But I'm excited. I've got a tremendous job at NC State with great tradition, and I'm excited about the opportunity that I have in front of me.
You know, it's interesting. You have the different dynamic for certain head coaches in that you've been a prep school coach, as you said, and you've also been a college head coach. What were the biggest differences that you found in college basketball when you sat in the top chair versus when you were at the prep school level?
Well, it wasn't a lot of difference for me because at Hargrave, you know, we were one of the elite prep schools in the country, and, you know, we were averaging 10, 11 Division I guys per year. So I always felt like I had, in some respects, a smaller Division I job. And, you know, we had to turn our roster over every year so I would recruit, you know, 10 or 11 or 12 guys to come to the program. When I got to college, it was weird because I felt like it was a little different because you had to recruit classes. So, you know, obviously, you know, when guys were seniors and you needed three guys in that class, you only had to bring three guys in. So for me, it was a little bit easier on that part of it because, you know, most of the time I was out on in the spring and also all of the summer trying to bring in a full class. So I felt like it was a little easier as far as recruiting goes, but, you know, it's certainly the atmosphere in college and just being on the college campus and the fans was a lot different than we would had at Hargrave.
Well, and you went, obviously, from Hargrave to, obviously, one of the better apprenticeships that you could have had in college basketball. That's working for Rick Pitino at Louisville. What are the biggest things that you took from Louisville that you've implemented at UNC Wilmington and you plan to implement at NC State?
Well, he's the best, and I say this, and obviously I'm biased, but he's the best in the business because he challenged me every day to be great. You know, I remember, you know, when I sat down with him and we talked about an interview for the job, you know, he said to me he doesn't hire assistant coaches, he hired future head coaches, and I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, his preparation, you know, just on a day-to-day basis, how everybody in the program is prepared and how everybody from the managers to the secretary all the way to the coaches are, you know, obviously held responsible and he wanted them to be great. And that's some of the things that I took with me to UNCW. You know, obviously we wanted to get everybody on the same page, making sure everybody was about the kids in the programs, whether it was academics, whether it was, you know, just socially or just, you know, learning something from basketball. And I've been able to implement that at UNCW and put together a staff there that I thought was very good. And it translated over because we were able to win 3 conference regular season championships and 2 tournament. And then I want to do the same thing with this group of guys here. I love the staff that I'm putting together. We're trying to get everybody on the same page because I feel like when your staff is together, then it passes down to the kids.
You know, we obviously know about how well-conditioned athletes are when they play for Coach Pitino at Louisville, but we've heard, and I've heard personally, that it's pretty taxing on the assistants, too. What is the conditioning regimen like for an assistant under Rick Pitino if you're coaching at Louisville?
Well, John, that's a you got to be in shape. I said that, when I left Hargrave, I knew I was taking the job, and it was a 3-week period before I actually was going to leave Hargrave and go to U of L. And I tell you what, I started getting up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and hitting the treadmill and, obviously eating the right things. But I give Coach a lot of credit. One of the things he said is that if we're going to demand the players to be in great shape, then everybody else in the program has to be. And I did implement that at UNCW, and certainly I'm going to do that here at NC State. We don't have – most of the guys that I've hired have been in great shape. I think we got 1 or 2 GAs that I'm kind of looking at sideways because I know that they got to drop some pounds.
NC State head coach Kevin Keats joining John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. What was the conversation like between you and Coach Pitino when you were talking to him about taking the NC State job?
Well, it was great. Obviously I've leaned on him about a lot of the moves that I've made. He was very supportive. He's always understood the great tradition that NC State has. And you would think that a guy would want to keep one of his assistant coaches out of the league that he's in, but certainly he wasn't that way. He just said, certainly you've got to go in there and you've got to feel good about your situation and obviously feel comfortable with it. And he felt like this is a great situation for me. And when I had a chance to sit down with our athletic director and we just talked a lot and we talked about basketball, I felt like it was the right place for me and my family.
The Triangle is an interesting place in college basketball because there's 2 programs that have won a combined 8 national championships since the, 9 national championships since 1991. And then there's NC State, which again has won a couple of national titles, but isn't usually looked at in the same wavelength as Duke and North Carolina. Why is NC State right now an attractive place for you and not one filled with pressure given what's down the road?
Well, I tell everybody, and that's a great question. I understand who our neighbors are, and certainly we have tremendous respect for, not just those guys, but everybody in college basketball. That being said, we don't have to be those guys. We've got to be the best version of NC State that we can be. And for me, as I've said this a couple times already, is, we've got great tradition in basketball. When you look at the fact that we have won 2 national championships, obviously in 74 and 83, we've had a lot of guys who have been on, being able to go on and be successful NBA guys and being drafted. And obviously when you look at it's a possibility and hopefully this happens, we'll have another young man in Dennis Smith that will be a lottery pick here in, less than a month. But we've got great tradition. We've got great facilities. Raleigh is a beautiful city to live in. And I think the biggest thing for our guys is just our style of play. If you look at, the way we were able to play at UNCW, it's very attractive for media to cover. I think the fans will love to watch it. And then it's a program or system that players have a lot of freedom in, and I think they'll be excited about the opportunity to play in the system.
How similar is your system at NC State going to be to the one that you ran at UNCW?
Well, I hope it's going to be very similar. Obviously it's going to take some time. The biggest thing for us is trying to get the guys into the program to obviously to buy into what we're trying to sell, which is the returning players. And then, recruiting is always 24/7. and trying to find some guys that will come in and be a great fit and a great blend into the guys that we already have. And as you said before, we've got to do a great job of using this summer for our guys to get in tremendous shape, because our system is based on guys being in the best shape of their life and obviously trying to get up and down in an up-tempo style.
Mark Gottfried was the coach of NC State for 6 years. He went to 4 NCAA tournaments and 2 Sweet 16s during that time. He was not as back for a 7th season as his successor. How is that not intimidating?
Well, I have to be the best version of myself. You know, when you take over a job, you know, you try not to compare yourself to the guy who you're following, whether he was successful or not. And in our situation, you know, it's a lot different. You know, we run a different style. We run a different system. They did have a lot of success when you talk about the 4 NCAAs. But, you know, I've got to come in and focus in on what we've got to do to be successful as a coach myself and not worry about what the past was about. Or, you know, we're moving forward and looking forward to a different style of basketball and looking towards the future.
NC State head coach Kevin Keats joining John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Coach, what are the biggest initial thoughts you have of the roster that you inherited?
Well, it's different, and you know, I'm still, John, that's a great question, because I'm still trying to figure out who is on the roster. Obviously, we've got a couple young men who have put their name in to test the waters. Got a couple situations that we're waiting to get back, one of them being Terry Henderson, to find out if he'll get a 6-year. If you ask me that question 2 weeks from now, I'll probably have a better answer for you. But, you know, it's a work in progress. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. Not only do we have to do a good job of trying to recruit 2018 and 2019, we've got to do a good job of trying to complete this roster with the guys that fit in. And, you know, as I did at UNCW, I know it's late, so I don't want to take a kid just to take a kid to fill a roster spot. I want to make sure that they fit the culture of the school and the way we play.
Of the 3 guys that are involved in the NBA draft process, Ted Kapita, Maverick Roan, and Omer Yurtseven, who do you expect back?
I don't know, you know, because it's different. You know, I would say this, you know, kids are different, and it depends on who they're listening to. You know, out of those 3 guys, I would certainly probably say Ted. You know, not that, you know, I definitely, Amir has an opportunity to come back. We'll be very surprised if Maverick's here next year. But I would say if you made me choose between those 3, I would probably say Ted.
Coach, you've also added, you know, 2 assistants already publicly. How close do you feel you are to finishing your staff?
Well, now that we are through with this April period and I have time to, you know, obviously reflect on some things, and I just want to bring another guy in that will be able to complement James Johnson and also Takeo Sito, who are, you know, really great assistants. And I should say, hopefully, we'll have another coach in place within the next week and a half.
Very good. Final thing for me, Kevin. You know, it's a whirlwind. You play a really good game against Virginia in the tournament, come up a little bit short, and then you're the head coach of NC State, a head coach in the ACC 6 years after being a prep school coach. What's the biggest thing you've learned about NC State that you didn't know prior to taking the post?
Well, I don't know if it's anything that I didn't know. Certainly, I grew up 2 hours from NC State, and you know, I've said this publicly that I've always been an NC State fan. And then, you know, we had several of the kids that I coached at Hargrave that played here at NC State. But nothing that I've learned different. It's a beautiful place. You know, I will say this, since I have been on campus, the campus has changed a lot. I know the old arena that we used to play in, Reynolds Coliseum, is absolutely beautiful. Great practice facilities, unbelievable place to play. Great academic school. So all the things that I thought about NC State are coming true to me.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are with so many different aspects of your program in a state of flux. Congratulations on the job. Looking forward to covering you, and best of luck finishing up in the spring recruiting period.
John, thanks for having me.
We'd like to thank NC State head coach Kevin Keats for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. Once again, we're the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, want to remind you to send me your questions on Twitter. I will get to them right now. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And our first question comes from Bills fan, and it's John. Where do you think St. Louis finishes now in the Atlantic 10 since Travis Ford has overhauled the roster? Well, I think the Atlantic 10, really, after Rhode Island, VCU, St. Bonaventure, and potentially St. Joe's, is a wide open conference. I think the Billikens will finish in the top five for sure. It's just going to take Travis Ford some time to mold everything together, but look at the talent right now that we're going to see St. Louis have next season. Obviously, you have to look at the transfers that they brought in, Javon Best from Michigan State, DJ Foreman from Rutgers, and also Adonis Henriquez from Central Florida. But what about the freshman, Jordan Goodwin, a top 50 prospect in America, and Hassan French, maybe the player that I thought was most underrated last summer on the spring circuit. Our next question comes from Leader Johnson, and it's, John, what do you think about this Villanova team? They have great depth. Can they contend for a title? Look, for me, Villanova is clearly the favorite in the Big East. They've got six starters when you think about what they're bringing back with Jalen Brunson, Phil Booth, Dante DiVincenzo, Eric Paschal, and also Omari Spellman up front, as well as Mikal Bridges. Villanova will be the team to beat in the Big East. We'll obviously see as that transpires if Villanova can again earn a one seed in the NCAA tournament. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. They are currently offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/chday and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Audible is an outstanding collection of exclusive originals, short stories, and comedy, plus the best news of podcasts and more, handpicked and continuously refreshed. You can even switch back and forth between reading and listening to the audiobook across many devices, including Amazon's Kindle and Echo, without ever losing your place or missing a word. So visit audible.com/chday to enjoy a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. That's audible.com/chtoday. And now that we've got you set up with everything you need regarding Audible, let's get some nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, sometimes things that don't make sense happen in college basketball. Last week was one of those things when Chance Comanche, Arizona's promising sophomore big man, opted to keep his name in the NBA draft and sign with an agent. Comanche, to me, was on my list for breakout players in America. Right now, without him, Arizona will have to retool its front court some. This, to me, was a potential starter for the Wildcats in 17-18. Obviously, Arizona's still monitoring the situation regarding Rolly Hawkins, whether or not he will stay in the 2017 NBA draft. Arizona State down the road, meanwhile, in nugget number two, is building for 18-19. The Sun Devils now with three sit-out transfers for next season. Carlton Bragg, Rob Edwards, and Zylan Cheatham from Kansas, Cleveland State, and San Diego State, respectively. Things looking for a big run, looking up towards a big run for the Sun Devils during the 18-19 season. Nugget number three, Seton Hall waits. Angel Delgado, the double-double machine, not invited to the NBA draft combine. A lot of different things swirling out there, whether he will stay or go. If he does, Seton Hall, a top 25 team for sure, maybe the second best team in the Big East. Nugget number four, Indiana is retooling, and I wrote in my column for Monday that Indiana fans may want to start tempering expectations. James Blackman now joining Thomas Bryant and OG Anunoby as players that will sign with an agent and stay in the 2017 NBA draft. And think about the scheduling right now that's going on for Archie Miller's program before Christmas next year. Indiana will play two Big Ten conference games. It will also play a neutral site game against Notre Dame in the Crossroads Classic, and also travel to Louisville to go with games in the Gavitt Games and also the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And nugget number five, I want to give a shout out to this Friday's Dick Vitale Gala in Sarasota for cancer research. This will be my seventh gala that I am attending. An unbelievable night, an unbelievable cause. So kudos again, as always, to Dick Vitale of ESPN, a Hall of Famer and a legend, for all you do in the battle against cancer. I'd like to thank NC State head coach Kevin Keats for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.